In 2010, there was a book that was published entitled The Invisible Gorilla. And it was written by Christopher Charvis and Daniel Simon. In their book, they tried to unravel a research that started in 1992. A research or a phenomenon called inattentional blindness. Inattentional blindness. Maybe it's a better or a fancier way of calling it blind spot. But they called it inattentional blindness. The author said that inattentional blindness is focusing on something, and while focusing on one thing, we fail to recognize something else. We fail to recognize something else. And I was thinking one day while I was driving and I was chit-chatting with the person who was driving with me, and I failed to take the exit because I was very focused on our conversation, and I failed that I had to take the exit. And from then on, instead of using Siri, I use Waze for a few reasons. Waze will tell you there's an object on the road. Waze would even tell you there's a cop somewhere. Waze would even tell you a lot of things that you might not be aware of so that you can stay focused on where you're going. But again, inattentional blindness is focusing on one thing and failing to recognize something. I think that phenomenon is what's happening in today's gospel story. We are told about two disciples, and these two disciples were on their way. They went to Emmaus because they were disappointed. They went to Emmaus on the day of the resurrection because they were discouraged. Discouraged, why? Because they saw their master. They saw their teacher. The one who was supposed to be the Christ, the Messiah, who would redeem them, who would free them from the Romans. And yet, he died. And so they were so focused and engrossed in their disappointment, they left. And if you read the Gospel of St. Luke, it tells us that on their way, someone was there with them. And we know that as readers of the Gospel, as Jesus, the risen Lord. But they did not recognize him. Why? Because of their inattentional blindness. They were focused on their disappointment and discouragement and their pain. And so they failed to recognize the presence of the risen Christ. And so the story goes on, and the gospel reading today picks up from that. They came back from Emmaus after breaking bread with the Lord. And gathered with the disciples, Jesus appears to them. Appears to them. And yet they failed to recognize the risen Lord. After these two disciples have recounted what took place in Emmaus, he told them he ate with them. And yet when they saw the Lord, they were startled. They were confused. They were still doubtful. They had questions. They were terrified. So Jesus says to them, why? Why are you still terrified? I'm not a ghost. It is I myself, Jesus says. And then to prove that it's Jesus himself, what did he do? He even asked for something to eat. If I were Jesus, I'd ask for a roast leg of lamb. But he asked for food and they gave him fish with tartar sauce, maybe. I don't know. So he ate with them and told them, see, look at me. Then Jesus opened their minds. He opened their minds and told them about the scriptures and the prophets and the law of Moses, that everything that was written about him must be fulfilled. And what is that? That Jesus must suffer. The Christ must suffer. The Messiah must die. And on the third day, he will rise. And the disciples, because of their inattentional blindness, they failed to even go deeper into the teachings of Christ. So Jesus had to open their minds, open their eyesight, open their hearts, so that they could understand and recognize Jesus, the risen Lord. Sometimes, my friends, that also happens to us. Sometimes that inattentional blindness happens to us. We are so focused on one thing that we fail to recognize other things. Sometimes we are so focused on something that's wrong that has been done to us. So we focus that on that person and we fail to see the goodness of the person. We fail to see the whole of the person. Or sometimes because we are so engrossed in our pain, in the hurt that we carry, that we fail to recognize that that person on the other side is trying to reach out to us, asking for peace, asking for healing, asking for reconciliation. Or sometimes, we are so focused on race and color and all of that we fail to recognize the reality that we all of humanity, we all matter in God's eyes. And sometimes, when we gather with family and friends, what happens? Instead of focusing or recognizing the presence of one another, we're engrossed with our gadgets. We're looking at our gadgets and we play with our gadgets and fail to recognize and enjoy the presence of one another. Inattentional blindness. Easter reminds us that we need to ask or allow the risen Lord to open our minds, to open our hearts, so that we don't fail to recognize the many encounters, the many presences of Christ in our world. If we continue to practice inattentional blindness, we might miss the opportunity to encounter Christ in the poor, in the marginalized, in those who are reaching out to us, in one of our family members, or perhaps a member of the parish community. And so we gather this morning, we have listened to the Word of God. We have been challenged by God's Word, and we are fed with the food of life. We go forth from this sacred liturgy filled with joy, just like the disciples of Jesus. Filled with joy and with open minds and open hearts, let us be aware of how God is reaching out to us. out there.